Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
On a serious note, so when we were younger, my dad used to use this analogy. He'd say, if a war ensued, right, he would like to think that he can stand at the doorway and protect everybody behind him. And not have to worry that the person who's going to stab him is going to come from inside the house.
Yeah.
Right?
You
will have seen this happened on Friday, so we didn't get a chance to discuss it. But the South African ambassador to America, Ibrahim Rasool, was expelled. Right? And the reason why he was expelled is because he made some very unsavory comments about the Trump administration. Now, granted, I'll tell you one thing. We have sat here and we've criticized Trump ad nauseum. With good reason, actually. Because I do feel that the way that he conducts himself is not befitting of the highest office in the land. However, he is the American president. There's nothing we can do about that.
Yep.
And when you are the ambassador in their country, there are certain things you should not say. So I'm here to say, Ibrahim Rasool, too much.
I love your view, hey?
Yeah.
Because many people, when looking across social media, they're in support of him, the conduct, and criticizing Donald Trump. But essentially, we need to remember what diplomacy is or what a diplomat is. It's essentially the skill of managing international relations. It's the art of dealing with people in a sensitive and tactful way. So you cannot be taken there. And this is what Good Party actually said. We were doing that story now at 6. That you can't go there and then break relations. You must strengthen them.
Yep.
You and I can rant all we want. That's why we're not diplomats. And every time, it's the same thing Thabo Mbeki said, that we need to, as South Africa, first recognize Donald Trump's legitimacy.
Yeah.
He was voted in by the majority of Americans, so we need to act accordingly and start mending that relationship. It's not necessarily saying we want to align our interests with theirs, but let's start with honestly recognizing that he is a legitimate president of the country. Yeah. For me, it's like, yeah, I understand it's horrible. He's our ambassador, but I also understand the view of those who say, no, I mean, you can't conduct yourself like that in their own country. It's just wrong.
Yes. Whether Nyamtanda or Nimtandi, he is the president of the USA, and he has no equal.
Nope.
So you can't come there running your mouth and talking sideways.
And for him to be expelled so quickly, it was actually funny because they didn't even waste time to try and find a diplomatic solution. They said, you need to get out of our country. We do not want you. If you're going to hold such views about this Trump administration, our president, you're not welcome. Persona non grata.
Dude, I was about to say, do you know how strong that condemnation is?
Yeah.
Persona non grata means you can never go back to the US.
No.
He can't even go on holiday.
No. You're unwelcome.
Disneyland, Pelile. No ways, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like the punishment doesn't fit the crime. Look, shout out to him for, you know, calling it as he sees it. Unfortunately, he's not a regular South African like all of us. He's a diplomat and he's there to be diplomatic and maintain diplomatic relationships with America. Because the reason why I'm saying I feel like the crime doesn't, you know, suit, well, the punishment doesn't suit the crime. What if we had acted in this way when Brigitte lied and, you know, endangered our national relations when about Lady R and that we're supplying Russia with arms? We could have easily also had said then, you're also persona non grata.
Well, I know people have been saying that, but we chose not to. Why? Because we are reasonable people. But the fact that we chose not to doesn't mean that the U.S. has to act in accordance with what we should have done.
Yeah.
None of you could have expelled Rikiti if you wanted.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping you.
Yeah.
You could have expelled him immediately, actually.
Yeah, so
the fact that you chose not to, you need ni nyoni. I mean, I'm not getting a little. If somebody is talking nonsense, this is like if somebody was at my house talking about, sees young Ife Vilindwana at my house. Bro, you're getting kicked out. Imagine. No ways. Nah, Rasool, baklungisile dada, baklungisile, come back home, G.
But Sizwe, it's not to say that most South Africans don't agree with the statements he made.
Yeah.
We all are concerned
we
about
all agree.
The way Trump has been dealing with many nations. But just that you don't, now he must have tact. He's not us. Yeah. We will rant on his behalf.
But not
when you're there. Not when you're there.
So here's another thing, right? When you are an ambassador, the consequences of your actions and your utterances then fall on the entire country.
Yeah.
You see, mina la men kulumi nonsense. Mm. If anything were to go wrong, I can stand for it. Mm. But it's only on me.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna come here and accuse Kai of kind of favoritism or disrespect or anything like that. I'm the one who's gonna get fired.
Mm.
And so when I make those utterances, it's because I've made the calculation with the I'm fine. I'm willing to get fired for this.
Mm.
You can't go and speak on behalf of an entire country though. Because,
yeah,
hey, bro, some people may disagree with you.
Yeah.
So now, under whose authority are you saying that? If this is President Cyril Ramaphosa saying it, I'd understand.
Yeah.
He's the head of the executive.
Yeah.
You are an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You overstepped by a country mile.
Yep.
Baglungsile, yapinda. Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959.
I say this. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Funny.
I just want to find out, is Donald Trump the only person in government, the only president, the only diplomat around the world who's allowed to insult countries and insult governments? Please just respond to me there. Is he the only one who gets a pass for insulting governments and insulting presidents and people?
No, he's not. But this is the thing. How you choose to react to a situation has no bearing on how I choose to react to the situation. If you feel insulted by Donald Trump insulting Lesotho, for example, or by him calling us S dot whole countries, then you can take it amongst yourselves and not interact with Donald Trump. You can choose never to speak to him. You can choose to never recognize him as a legitimate president. But because you don't have that option, how powerful the country is, then you just got to take it in the chin. Swallow the pill. That's what power is. Whether you agree with them or disagree with them. Melty Akshula Leonto, then don't deal with them. See how far that gets you.
MC Zwan, my thoughts are Rasul was too vocal. And another thing, Kanti Agna vote of no confidence the US Kanti. But keep a loba banje. Cause the 5 years in Ninga Bji. You shy 5 years wonka my country sawa Philippine from the sky.
You know that Donald Trump has been impeached, I think, twice in the US. But the impeachment process doesn't necessarily mean he will leave office. This guy ran with convictions against his name. Convicted rapist. Had 21 charges. The people still voted him in. So I ask you, if the majority of the country, Indando Yeningi, puts you in office, who are we to sit here and tell the Americans about their president? Imagine if they came and told us, yeah, about our president. We've got a president who was never popular with the US, never popular with anybody, actually. Jacob Zuma. But the people loved him. And because the people loved him, Rayanga now. Well, eventually he did, but do you see what I mean?
I mean, in this case, really, I'm saying that this guy was reckless when he was saying whatever that he said. However, I think Utago will be South African because Tina Siabayele, la one Bakulumena, Tinama Ganjadi, Nabo Trump, Nabonaide, US Ambassador, Lea Kona, Sayenge, Lea Kulumena, no my Ganjadi. And we always try to be diplomatic when sometimes we don't need to be, you know? So, yeah, diplomatic.
Exactly. You already know, you can read the situation. You can see that there's tensions between the US and South Africa. You go and you add fuel to that fire. What a guan, blood.
Ay, Buffet, ay. Which means, Nichinina, as long as umuntu ekufita, he must abuse you and say whatever ngawe, whatever if you America and the coast. In the Abbasbusso Amakwal and the West Party, Abantaba Kalakakul. I clever plex. Yuba Kalakakula, Tinabany, in fact, you've got nothing to lose, just to say too much. A senanda, Bagoza Gonzagalayo, Zobona Pambil. Abazo Kalabazo, Tauzo, Sufuya, like America, America and none of it. I guess, please, Linda, I would just push Amakwal. Let's go with the cheat for Tetro Manch.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? I like it when people speak like this because they're radical. At the end of the day, look at America. America expelled the guy, Batula Pants. They haven't said a word about it since. Oh, Baba Kala Yomanj. You need an Kala Yomanj, ain't it? So, if this didn't matter to you, why would you care so much? I always say you've got to measure and consider what the consequences of your actions will be. Here are the consequences of his actions now. He's got to deal with them. Nobody's saying, Guti, because the U.S. is a powerful nation, we should bow down to them. No. But I'm saying if you choose not to bow down to them, you must know what that means. And this is what it means. You see?
He has born again to Zabo Ibrahim Rasul. Wenzani kunikwe ilift soyaphaphala songitshela ukuthi abantu bamapholo badrive udodo wena mawukhula awufuni ipholo ufuna igolf lingcono hiri 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 ungazophaphala unikwe ilift awuhlale stella.
That's funny. What's a funny analogy, eh? So I'll tell you what else he went on to say. In the past, Ibrahim Rasul has supported Hamas, right? Mm. And he's expressed this publicly as well. Now, again, I'm not saying he's wrong to do that in his individual capacity. As a politician, as an ANC, we know that the ANC is a very radicalist movement. But now, when you are in office as an ambassador, you cannot be supporting Hamas in a country where you know that they have a fight against Hamas. You see what I mean? Mm. It's a war out there.
Well, diplomat doesn't mean puppet. I salute this man. He was there to represent our country and he represented our country very well. He might have suffered the consequences, but sometimes you must be a leader with backbone. So some might bash him to say he was not supposed to say what he said, but to be quite honest, Donald Trump is really bullying the world and with diplomats, you know, that are just sitting there being puppets, you know, that is unacceptable.
So actually, let me point out the hypocrisy in your statements and his actions. One, he didn't represent the country very well, right? Because now he got expelled as an ambassador. While I hear you on you saying that he took a very honorable stance, if he really meant it, you know what he would have done? He would have criticized the president and resigned. And left on his own accord. That's what he would have done if he was standing for something. The fact that he sat there and still wanted to take money as an ambassador shows me, you would see, actually, now we'll ensure sure you don't believe in it. Put your back into it if you really believe in it. Resign. Because now, you see, that's a very dignified way to leave a country. When you get expelled, that's not ripping the country well. At all, actually.
He has born again to Zabo Ibrahim Ras.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, send us your voice note 086-000-00959.
Yeah, these are our hand-chosen diplomats. People who didn't study anything that relates to diplomats. They were just hand-chosen. You can fit the position, get into the flight and go. Because really, as a diplomat, no matter how much you disagree with them, it doesn't matter if you are in their land or here. The fact that you've accepted that job, then you know what you have to do. So I think they gave it to him, Gahle. Yeah, it's a lesson. It will teach us to always nominate people with the right qualifications for certain positions. Lenda by Wuti, because I think you can come. It's not going to work. These are the results.
100%. Diplomacy is an art and not everybody can do it. Just because of you, Karila, and you served your Jews and think you can suddenly be a diplomat. Doesn't work that way.
Uncle Rasul, you did it on purpose. Because for others. So option.
No, this guy failed on the job. He's there to be diplomatic. In fact, already South Africa and US are headlocked with each other. So he cannot be putting petrol on a burning fire. Like, no, he should have stick to his lane and be diplomatic about everything, and in fact try to amend the relationship from within where he is, because he's got close proximity with the US where he was.
You know, I just got a text now from Mukeni Makenza, a friend of mine. He says, yo man, mamoko paga social media. And that's another thing. They didn't even have the decency to address this man personally. They didn't call him to the Oval Office, nothing. Yeah, I'm sure they sent him maybe formal communication afterwards. But Marco Rubio just sent a tweet, basically, advising Muzi, hey, nada, it's over. Crazy, eh?
Yeah. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.